Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you want to know the meaning of true love? It's me watching Paw Patrol with the grandkids when a baseball game is on another channel. We all love a good rescue story, though, and that's what kids love about that show. Here are a few real-life rescues, mostly involving dogs. 12-year-old David King rescued a lost couple and their injured dog using skills he learned as a Boy Scout. In Asia, Chinese firefighters rescued what they thought was a would-be jumper, only to learn she was perched on her window ledge to steal her neighbor's Wi-Fi. Caught! In Ohio, a fire district received a call from a dog owner. The hound had been chasing chipmunks when its head got stuck in the wheel of a vehicle. Firefighter medics were able to save the dog and the wheel. They deserve a round of applause. Meanwhile, in England, firefighters rescued an 11-month-old 660-pound cow. The heifer had fallen 100 feet down an embankment and its head was stuck in a tree, along with the rest of it. The poor animal couldn't remove itself on its own, and it was looking rather moody. You might say the stakes were high. And the fire department finally dislodged the cow, and besides some soreness and bruising, the animal is in good health. Well, that is utterly amazing. Sorry, I will stop milking this one. If I told another cow pun, you would not be amused, would you? It would be a mistake. Okay, I'm done. Sometimes animals need rescuing, and sometimes they rescue us. A Texas toddler was hurried indoors after the family dog Arf saved him from a 24-inch North American coral snake. Brave Arf was fine, though it had been a rough day. In Greece, a tourist named Ivan was enjoying beach time when a powerful current swept him out to sea. He grabbed an inflatable ball and hung on. Using the ball to stay afloat, he spent 18 hours at sea before being spotted by a rescue helicopter. A lady watched the story on TV and recognized that life-saving inflatable ball. It was the toy her sons lost 10 days before Ivan was rescued. The ball was swept out to sea where it traveled 80 miles into Ivan's path. "There's no way I would have survived without that ball," he said. The ball's name, of course, for you Tom Hanks fans, was Wilson. Okay, I made that part up. Rescues. Maybe they're so popular on TV and in books because we all long to be rescued, don't we? From the rut we're in, the things we've done, the dark places we find ourselves, from fear and hopelessness. I think I've loved a good rescue story from the time I was small because I heard so many of them in Sunday school. Joseph rescued from prison, David from Goliath, Jonah from the fish, Jesus from the grave. I heard how he was the one who would keep my feet from slipping and rescue me from death. He would lead me to safety because he delights in me. Recently, a hiker in Colorado was lost for 24 hours. Search parties scoured the area without success. They called his phone numerous times. When the missing person was finally found, he said he didn't recognize the number, so he didn't pick up the phone. Are you tired of wandering, searching, lost spiritually, in need of hope and joy and peace? Acts 16:31 invites us to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Admit you're lost. Believe in Him. It's the best news ever. And speaking of news and rescues, here's a little headline. Chunky squirrel gets stuck in bird feeder after eating all the nuts.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.